Hello, Wyatt.
Hello, Ozzy. How are you?
Great, thanks. I've never heard of an Englishman being called Wyatt before.
Oh, well, my dad's American. He's a Wyatt Earp fan, so he's into his Frontier history.
Oh, you had fun at school, didn't you?
Yeah, everyone thought it was my surname, or they thought it was Wayne. So, Ozzy, let's be honest, the Who have been saying goodbye for 33 years.
No. I think Black Sabbath has run its course. I'm still doing my solo career. We had our first number one in like 15 countries with the last album. And if we do another album, and then it'll take us 5 years, 4 years, then if it's not a number one again, it'll look like we're fine. So we're ending it on a high note. The Who's the Who, and the Black Sabbath is Black Sabbath. It's time.
So this will definitely be the final run. It really is the farewell tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it always going to be Download?
We did Download on the last tour, and it was great, you know. The thing that amazed me, I was really happy about, it was down around bad for about a week before we got there. They were already getting ready to pull the plug on the thing. But they just stopped raining on the morning that we did the show and later on. But it's a good place. People are saying, are you going to do the last one in Birmingham? I don't know if you're going to do it in Birmingham. It would be nice, but I don't know. I mean, that's all I know, we're doing Donington. Worldwide, we're doing 80 to 100 shows. See, the thing is, when Tony got his lymphoma, which is, he sounds like he's beating it now, but I suppose that's in the back of his mind all the time when he takes too much on, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, did he come to you, or did you all make a collective decision to say, you know, this would be a good time to go out?
To be honest with you, I really don't know where it came from, but as far as I remember, we were going to do another album. Mm. But it would have taken too much time. And then I can't really give you an honest answer because I don't know myself now. I have to do some investigation about that.
get a private detective on it.
They want to do this, and I go, oh, okay. and then next week, it's back on, and, oh, okay. But I think this is the definite end. I know it is, for me anyway.
So as it stands right now, is there going to be another album or EP, or is there no more recorded material?
I wouldn't object to doing a Black Sabbath after the tour, just to say farewell, you know?
Yeah.
But you know when we did it at 13, when I went to number one, people want to hear the old Sabbath classics, you know?
Mm.
They don't want to hear new stuff, you know?
At any point during this run, do you think Bill will be involved at all, or is that bridge well and truly burnt?
You know what? I don't want to say anything. Every time I open my mouth, I'll get another thing posted on the internet. So, I don't know. Ask someone else.
Okay, fair enough. And after that, are you personally going to take some time off? Are you going straight back, you know, doing the solo stuff?
I want to do another Ozzy album, but you know, I don't. You see, if I say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do another Ozzy album, in a year's time, you'll say to me, I thought you said you were going to do another Ozzy album. What? I don't know. It's in the pipeworks. I've written about 3 or 4 songs with a friend of mine. But I want to get a band situation again, you know. I want to get because the last couple of albums were virtually done in the studio with me, Zach, and a few other people. But it wasn't like, it was like, I'm not the one to do, I don't like doing stuff in the studio, you know. I like to write a song, work it in, and then record it.
With your sort of newer stuff and with this farewell tour, do you enjoy it more now? You can actually appreciate and remember it? Because I've read so many interviews over the years, you couldn't even remember after stuff you did with Black Sabbath in the early years. So do you appreciate it more now?
I said to you earlier on, that people are not really interested in the newer stuff as so much as the old classics. So I got my iPad this morning, because I've been talking to Tony, and he agrees. So we're going to find other classics we can add to the set for people, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought this one. Oh, what about Lord of This World, Sweet Leaf, After Forever, Hand of Doom, Tomorrow's Dream, Under the Sun, and so on. And I go, how the f*** did that go?
You've forgotten your own songs.
I play all these songs, and I go, oh, yeah, okay. I mean, after the first bar, I know where I am.
Yeah.
But you're just reading the titles, I'm like, how does that one go? Because, I mean, the body of work we have between us is pretty heavy.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, yeah.
I mean, but the thing is now, when you make a record, in the old days, it was great you just do 8 songs, album done. Now you got to do, like, 15 or 16 songs.
It's a lot of hard work.
It's crazy.
Will you get sentimental towards the end, when you know the end's, you know, the last, I don't know.
You know, The one thing I'm really, really proud of, and that is the fact that we weren't a band that was contrived by some business in London or Manchester or Birmingham. I went to school with Tony. I was in a band with Geezer called The Rare Breed. Bill and Tony were in a band called Mythology. We all broke up with our bands, all got together, and from record one, we had the best journey of our lives. It's been great. From 14 Lodge Road in Aston, I've had some amazing in my life. Unbelievable.
And there's all the stuff you can't remember as well.
And when Tony and I were at school, we were the two that they'd go, you don't want to be like these two, don't ever do shit, you know. And so that we were friends again, you know. Well, nearly us, all of us.
Yeah, well, no names mentioned. We can't go there.
Hey, it's been a journey that I couldn't have dreamed of no one could have dreamed of. We came from zero and we conquered the world virtually.
Is there any unfulfilled ambitions that you want to try and squeeze in between now and the end?
It would be nice to end it in Birmingham. When you say Birmingham, you're talking like the NEC. I wouldn't mind ending it in Birmingham, where we all started off from.
Well, it'd be appropriate. I mean, if Motley Crue can end in LA, you might as well end in Birmingham.
I don't know. There's nothing booked in us, I don't think, up to now, but it would be nice.
Get the wife on the case.
She don't tell me too much, you know, because I go, oh, I can't do that. You know? I don't do that. Let me tell you something, Ozzy. You've got to do this. Oh, no. I'll mention it to her, actually.
Yeah, you should. You know, darling, I want us to finish our career in Birmingham. Make it happen. You know the score. Come on.
I don't want to be in Birmingham somewhere doing an outside gig in the car park of the town hall or something. It's down the rain.
Well, you know what?
Ozzy's last gig, he got pneumonia and died. I mean, Birmingham town hall would do me. I don't care.
What, that's where you want to die?
No. Anyway, 45 years. There ain't that many bands that lasted that long, you know?
No, there isn't. And at least we're talking like it's over. Yeah.
They're all alive.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's a miracle to me, to be honest. I mean, I can't believe it. Because, I mean, they did this thing over this new machine called a genome, some genome machine or something. And it was a very expensive test, something like $500,000 or something if you paid for it. And they heard about me and they go, We really want to do a test on you for free because I'm reading your articles, what you got up to when you were younger. We can't understand how you're alive. We want to check your genes. Give it me for nothing. And I mean, I was f***ed up for many, many years. No wonder I can't remember anything. I'm just wondering if I'm f***ing alive.
Any regrets?
No. If I drop dead now, I can't complain. And I don't really want to drop dead now, but... You know, it's been a journey that I couldn't have dreamed of. Everything was great. Well, but you know, now I'm 67 in December. I'm going, why was I always like wishing my life away? When I wish I was at home. I wish I was on the road. I wish the gig was over. I wish the gig wasn't over. So I spent all my younger years wishing it away. Now I'm going, I ain't got that many doing more years left.
Well, hopefully you'll be around a few more. At least make it to download.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, listen, we will catch you on the road at some point in the next few months for one last big hurrah. I'm sure it'll rain for download, so do bring your wellies and your Mac.
Hey, it wouldn't be download if it didn't rain. You know what, I was just back in England about a week ago. The weather was great.
Move back.
I've still got a house there. When I get there, the journey's like forever. I get there and I'm like, this is great. Then I got to come back to do some stuff over here. Then a bit of journey back and then I go, I can't keep going back. But you know my wife was a year ago, she was doing a TV show over here and The X Factor. And every week for about 6 months, she'd go back to England, do The X Factor, come back here, do the TV thing here. I said, are you mad? So she did it. I could not do that.
No. You ever thought about auditioning on The X Factor just to see what happened?
No.
Not your bag.
I mean, let me tell you something. For people that have never been in front of an audience before, I think they're the biggest heroes of the lot because they not only have to go on TV and if they drop a note, they're then they have Simon Cowell call them, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they've never been in. I mean, I would not like to do. I've been in the game 40 odd years. I would not like to do that. I mean, if you drop a note on. And there's only, like, 8 million people watching, you know?
Yeah. Yes. It's not a great way to live.
But well, every winner, don't do f*** all. All the winners, you never hear them again.
So have you ever said to the wife, what on earth are you doing that for? Seriously, knock it on the head.
You know what? She does her thing, I do mine. I'm not the big TV guy, although I'm doing a thing with my son Jack right now for the History Channel. It's a King Arthur thing, not King Arthur, a history thing for the History Channel. And last week, when I was in in England, I went down to Salisbury Plains, to Stonehenge. But then I went to that place where that guy who broke the German code was.
Oh, the film with Benedict Cumberbatch. That one. Yeah.
I went to the place where he was. It's quite interesting, actually.
Ah, so you're going to become a historian?
I don't even know what I did yesterday. No. If it ain't anything past World War II, I'm.
Well, listen, we will see you for one last big hurrah when Black Sabbath comes back to you.
It is the end. It really is the end. I don't feel like, we've done it before. It's the end. But by the time we got back together again, I'd be 75, you know. So it is the end.
Well, the end as it is, we look forward to seeing you back in the UK in 2016.
Okay. God bless. Take care. Love you.
Cheers, Ozzy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.